Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden at NATO.
America is back at the table.
Allegations Trump White House spied on its own lawyer.
It is truly extraordinary.
Manatees dying at a record pace.
People love them. I mean, it's just a big, lovable creature.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says the United States is back in the business of leading the world. He spoke moments ago in Brussels, where NATO leaders have gathered.
NATO is critically important for U.S. interest in and of itself. If there weren't one, we'd have to invent one.
Here's CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
President Biden is continuing his first international trip as commander-in-chief with plans to reaffirm America's commitment to NATO.
NATO is vital to our ability to maintain American security for the next remainder of the century.
On the ambitious agenda today, the security implications of climate change, cyber attacks and disinformation, terrorism, nuclear deterrence, the rise of China, and Russia's aggressive actions, especially against Ukraine. On Russia, the president's already talking tough, days before he's set to come face-to-face with Vladimir Putin in Geneva, Switzerland.
There's no guarantee you can change a person's behavior or the behavior of his country. Autocrats have enormous power. They don't have to answer to a public.
Mr. Biden agrees with Putin, who says the U.S.-Russia relationship is at its lowest point in years.
The New York Times reports former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn was told last month the Justice Department subpoenaed information about him and his wife in 2018. Last week, it was learned two top Democrats were targeted in the investigation into leaks to reporters. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
There seems to be a clear picture that the Trump administration was very eager, if not desperate, to find out who might be working against them by leaking damaging information regarding the investigation.
A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit brought by some employees at Houston's Methodist Hospital over its requirement that all staffers be vaccinated against COVID-19. Nurse Jennifer Bridges is one of 178 workers who've been suspended and could be fired.
We're okay with this decision. We are appealing, and this will be taken all the way to the Supreme Court. This is far from over. This is literally only the beginning.
56% in a new CBS News poll approve of employers mandating vaccinations. 71% say they're okay with going to a restaurant or bar. 79% of those who say they won't get vaccinated are comfortable in those large group settings. Well, CBS's Vicki Barker has news today from a vaccine maker.
Novavax says a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico has found its vaccine is about 90% effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. That means the company's on course to apply for emergency FDA approval in September.
Overseas, CBS's Raimi Innocencio says the Delta variant, first found in India, has caused concern in one southeastern province in China.
An estimated 150,000 residents are still under lockdown, with workers in hazmat suits delivering them food and disinfecting the streets. In 3 days, health workers tested nearly the entire population of about 19 million.
Now to Israel, where a power shift has taken hold.
Thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv to celebrate the ouster of Benjamin Netanyahu after a record 12 years in office.
It's really just time to give Israel a new leader and a chance for something new as well.
That new leader is Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, a 49-year-old nationalist who heads an unlikely coalition of right, center, left-wing, and Arab parties. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In a Tokyo court, an American father and son admitted they helped former Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn escape the country in 2019. One person has died in Austin, Texas, after a mass shooting on a crowded downtown street early Saturday morning. More than a dozen others were hurt. At least one suspect is under arrest. Mass shootings also took place late Friday or early Saturday in Chicago and Savannah, Georgia, with one person killed in each of those. A dangerous triple-digit heat wave is scorching much of the West. It'll hit 115 in Phoenix today. Death Valley, California will top 120 as the week goes on. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
The heat wave that is now building and intensifying across the West is about as extreme as it can possibly get. We have a record-breaking heat dome taking shape across the Rockies. This is going to slide towards California as we head into Wednesday and Thursday.
In Florida, CBS's Manuel Bojarquez has more on an unusually high number of manatee deaths.
782 manatees are known to have died so far this year, far outpacing the 637 all of last year.
It's depressing.
Scientists like Grant Gilmore blame pollution.
That's what we think is a primary issue right now. We've documented the disappearance of seagrass.
He says runoff from industrial agriculture and Florida's booming urban development dumps chemicals into waterways that empty into these estuaries. The imbalance causes naturally occurring algae to explode, blocking sunlight and killing the seagrass.
It's affecting all of the fish, the crabs, everything that's dependent on the water out here and seagrass.
Left unchecked, this could also impact Florida's fishing and tourism industries. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Actor Ned Beatty, who had some memorable roles in Hollywood, has died. His turn as a corporate exec in Network landed him an Oscar nomination.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it!
In 1972's Deliverance, he squealed like a pig as an outdoor trip went bad. He told the New York Times as a supporting actor he could surprise the audience and do the unexpected. Ned Beatty was 83. A three-year-old dog named Wasabi hit the spot at the Westminster Kennel Club on Fox.
Tonight's best in show to the Pekingese.
Wow!
Wasabi's handler says the dog has showmanship and sparkle that sets him apart. Because of the pandemic, the show was held outdoors 4 months later than usual at an estate north of New York City. If the weekend movie box office is any indication of the pandemic recovery, then expect some breakthroughs and disappointments.
Despite glowing reviews,
a dream isn't some sparkly diamond.
In the Heights couldn't beat out last week's number one.
There are people out there.
A Quiet Place 2 was tops again with $11.7 million in ticket sales. Heights, which debuted simultaneously on HBO Max, was slightly behind with $11.4 million. In third place,
are you Peter?
That depends who's asking.
Under Rabbit 2, Peter. It brought in an estimated $10.4 million. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The big mall company Washington Prime is filing for bankruptcy. It owns around 100 shopping malls. Many of them had to shut down in the pandemic. It was spun off from a larger company 7 years ago. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.